I'll just wait another minute in case anyone we got lost in the shuffle. So last week's shiur, we spent a lot of time setting up some of the gemaras for really today's shiur. So last week, just to review for a moment, last week we pointed out there seemed to be a lot of contradictions back and forth about two fundamental questions which the gemara connects, namely, do you follow Rov in terms of Dina Fashos? And do you follow Rov in terms of Dina Mamonis? Can you be Motzi Mamon based on Rov? Can you put somebody to death based on Rov? So our Gemara in Sanhedrin, also in Dina Ventura Moros, said absolutely, Holchim Dina Fashos Achar Rov, and that impacted on Nuchus Ventura Moros, that impacted on Eish Asish, that impacted on Stiras and Eidus. The Gemara said time and time again, that's the Din, that Holchim Dina Fashos Achar Rov. If you combine this Gemara, with the Gemara at the beginning of Masechah Sanhedrin, where the Gemara told us that whatever works for Nefashos works for Momenus, but Kavachoyim and Madach can kill somebody based on X, Y, and Z. Kavachoyim can take away the person's money. So if you put those two things together, it should be an obvious conclusion that you follow Rov by Dina Momenus as well. Which is, in fact, what the Gemara basically says at the beginning of Masechah Sanhedrin, when it talks about Minyan HaDayonim. How do you know that two out of three Dayonim is good enough for Dina Momenus? How do you know you follow a Rov? The Gemara says, well, you follow the rule by Dina Nefashos, Achrer Mahatos, the Pasuk is written primarily by Dina Nefashos. If it works by Dina Nefashos, Kavachama works with Dina Mamonis. So again, you put together the Gemara's and Sanhedrin, it sounds like it's a no-brainer that Rove works with Dina Nefashos, Rove works with Dina Mamonis, Kavachama, all kind of Roves, Hakam Mikoko. Problem is, the two Gemara's staring us in the face in Masechus Baba Kama that say, Einochum Mamonachar Rove, by the person selling the barrels and the pitchers of oil, by the animals that we're not sure whether it's a nakhon, and we're not sure whether you have to buy it for food, you have to buy it for work. So the other Gemara says, quite clearly, we pass like Shmuel, Enochem Amrach Harov. So this is the age-old problem. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin, we saw last week, takes almost what we call the easy way out of the topic, and saying, La'olav, you follow Rov all the time, by Nefashos, by Mamon, everything you follow Rov. Those two Gemaras are talking about a very Shvach Harov. What was Shvach about it? It was Rov HaTolei B'das B'nei Adam. We spoke a little bit about that last with the Sheish Maitza. But Tosfos Baba Kama does not go down that route. Tosfos Baba Kama gives an entirely different picture. And it's really Tosfos Baba Kama that becomes the basis of everything we're going to hope it's going to try to talk about today. Let's go back to that Tosfos again, try to read it inside. Because it's hard to do justice to this Tosfos. It's such one of the most Yesodis to Tosfos in Shas, except we're just not sure what it says. So let's see if we can try to read it together again. So it's a Tabul Chav Zayin of the days. We're basically Tosfos is trying to deal with how could it be that we do follow Rov Dayanim, and yet we don't follow Rov by the case of the barrels and the animals. So being Shlomer, in the middle of the Tosfos, Kamash Balan, Tosfos says, it's three lines into the wide, into the thin line, so it's the bottom of Yishlomer. Tosfos got a Dayanim shiny, the Choshev Miyotetu Kamosha Eino. Dayanim is different. Don't ask me to cash from Dayanim. In fact, if you follow Rov Dayanim, that's because the Miyot of Dayanim don't exist. The length of the Meim HaHosav Uki Maman V'cheskis Marei, and therefore you can't say, we follow Mukhsav, we keep the money by the original owner. That Bezim Mafik today, because Bezim's taking it away. And like Avishar Mamon, the Ika Mir Bechazav Alos Dina Basaruba. But by regular Mamonis, like the barrels, like the animals, so there you have Mirs and you have Chazokis, and therefore you don't follow Rav. I'd kind of hear Tosis. So just by the way, notice, Tosis didn't say a word about the Nefashis, to keep down the back burner. Tosis has now localized their answer to explain pure Dina Mamonis. This Tosis has nothing to do with Sanhedrin right now. I mean, it's going to impact greatly, but not at this moment. Says Tosis, how come we follow Rove sometimes in Mamonis, sometimes not? So the difference revolves around two factors. One is the factor of, is the Miyot there, is the Miyot not there? And by Dayanim, for some deep, dark secret, the Miyot doesn't exist. And number two, is there Mukhsuk? Is there not Mukhsuk? What does that mean? What do the words mean? What's going on in this Tosis? So there's a major machlekes Gedole Olam, Gedole Gedole Acharonim, what Tosfos is driving at? What is the factor? What are the factors? So there is a Tosfos, I think I said in the Mar Makomos, a Tosfos in Maseches Bechoros, I think I said in the last week or 2 weeks before. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Bechoros. Good thing about sending previous last week's Mar Makomos, they're always there. Unless you canceled your phone, they're still always there. So the Tosfos Bechoros that Chav on the days. Tosfos is addressing a Gemara in Bechoros that deals with the following Shaila. We spoke about this a lot. A couple of years ago, we gave a shiur about Sufik Bechor, I think, one Tekufa. I think it was during between Pesach and Shavuos, if I'm not mistaken. It was like when, I think, when Dafyom was learning Bechoros. So comes the Gemara in the third Pech Bechoros and has the following discussion. I bought an animal from a non-Jew, and I have no idea whether this animal ever gave birth before. No clue. Veterinarians can't tell, I have no idea. That's a huge enough communal Adina. If it gave birth already, then there's no more Bechor problems. If it didn't give birth yet, then my firstborn male is going to be a Kaddish competition Bechor. What fact is, how am I ever going to figure out whether this animal gave birth or not? So the Gemara introduces the following. Is this animal producing milk? We know, generally speaking, mammals only begin to produce milk after they gave birth, like people. So comes the Gemara, quotes Vachlegis at the time. So one time it said, Chalof Paiter. If you bought the animal from the guy, and the animal's giving milk now, if it's giving milk, of course it gave birth at one time in the past, or else its hormones never would have been able to produce milk. They have a chalot point there, and that's a proof positive, and therefore any boy baby that's born from here on there is not a chashash b'chor. I think Mark quotes another opinion, says, no, chalot ain't a point there. Chalot does not prove anything. So Tosfos claims, and I want to agree, Tosfos claims that we paskin like that chumra version, the chalot ain't a point there. So Tosfos wants to know, why not? Why doesn't chalapait the lechayre? It's very convincing. We know what the facts are. 95% of the time, animals will not produce milk unless they give birth. Correct. 95% of the time. But there's always the quirks. There are always the hormones. There are always the mix-up of the hormones. And like people, sometimes hormones cause strange things. Animals also. And it's possible. It's rare, but it's a possibility out there. The veterinarians, I guess they call them the endocrinological veterinarians, I guess that's what they would be called, will tell you that there is a possibility out there that the animal is not producing milk even though it never gave birth.
Breakthrough,
whatever. So comes Tosfos on the Chafa Beis and trying to make sense of this in terms of lumdish categories. So Tosfos says, let's take a look at it's the first skinny line Tosfos. The Tokach Medakik Rebetam, the Hochi Yochasa, the Chayshina Lemiuta, Hechadiika Chazoka Bahado. Kihocha, she bechaska shlo yolda. Tosfos has a breakthrough here. Tosfos says that it's true that most animals will not give birth, produce milk unless they give birth in the past. That's a rove. But connected that rove, opposite that rove, contradicting that rove, are two halachic factors. Number one is a miyut. Okay, miyut's not going to do too much when you have a rove. But there's a chazoka beikora. The status quo of this animal is, it never gave birth. When the animal was born, it had not yet given birth. When it was 1 day old, it had not yet given birth. When it was 2 days, when it was five, now it's 5 years old, we have no idea if they give birth or not. So the chazaka be'ikara was, it's an animal that's chayev, it's in b'chora. So says Rabbi Natan, make a list in the columns. How many things in the column of p'tur from future b'chora issues? How many things in the column of chiyuv in future b'chora? Rov is a poter, but miyut is a mechayev, and chazaka is also a mechayev. So now you have what's called smoch miyuta lechazoka. You have a combination of a miyut and a chazoka. When you combine those two factors, that's able to overcome rov. And zokter benetam, that's the reason why we pass chol vein apoyter. Because you have two out of three things going against you. Rov is great. Achram hatas, gevalik word. That's a great principle in halacha. But there's a chazoka connected it. And on the side of the chazoka, for shleitzach, is the miyut. Every rov has a miyut. So it's the combination of the miyut and the chazaka that overrides the rov. And that's where chalvin applies. That's where benetam comes.
In all these cases where we're going to count the miyut for something, it doesn't matter how much of the miyut.
Oh, okay. We're going to get to that. We're going to see at what point are we willing to ignore the miyut entirely. We have still work to do on that one. So benetam has a lot of apologies to do for us. Because benetam says, wait a second, you're about to start screwing at me, says benetam. I know that you're looking at a gemara kedushin that pay. Well, Gemara Kedush Lepay. Where Gemara? I think it was also the Maram Kamos back. We'll say that Gemara about that. Okay, that we'll spare this one. Comes the Gemara Kedush Lepay Amid Aleph. and quote the following shayla. I have an isa, I have a dough, and the dough is a cheskes tara. It was tara, it was tara. Yesterday it was tara, the day before tara. And now a kid touched the dough. What do you think? Did the dough just become tummy or not? What do you think? So the Gemara makes a statement, most kids are tummy. Most kids like to play in the garbage with the dead mice. So the odds are the kids, not all, some kids are a little finicky, they don't do that, but most kids are probably tummy. So comes the Gemara and says, what's the status of the dough? Is the dough tummy or is it dough tohor? So Gemara quotes a machlekes hatanoim. Rabbi Meir says that the dough is tohor. What is the dough tohor? There's a robe that is probably tummy. What do you think Rabbi Meir says it's tohor? Smoch b'yitul chazaka. And the Rabbanan say nothing doing. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Rove beats out a chazaka, and you don't say smoch b'yitul chazaka. So comes a bit of time and says, wait a minute. There's a beferish machlekes hatanoim in Kedushin Dapeh. Do we invoke this principle called smoch b'yitul chazaka? The opposite of smoch b'yitul chazaka is ruba chazaka, ruba adif. So, Rabbi Natan says, what am I talking about? How could I tell you that the reason why Cholov in a pot there is because of smoch b'yitul chazaka? That would be nice if we followed Rabbi Meir, but nobody follows Rabbi Meir. So comes Rabbi Natan and saves the day. Rabbi Natan continues, on the Chafim Abeis. Rabbi Natan says, V'afilu lo kaimuan k'Rabbi Meir, d'mitahir v'ayid d'rof t'inokas v'tavchin. The Gemara is the need, the Amin Kedush, it's the same Gemara. Mitam smoch b'yitul chazaka. We don't follow Rabbi Meir. Lahachmir miyachai shinod. The machlekes of the Meir and the Rabbanan was, can you use smoch b'yitul chazaka to be mekil, to be metahir, and otherwise seemingly tamei isa? So Rabbi Meir had a gevaltig chinish. Rabbi Meir said, smoch b'yitul chazaka works with that Torah, that miyot and chazaka is joint forces, joint teams midaraisa, and even work to be metahir something against the rov. Rabbanan said, forget it. Rabbanan said, you can't be mitar something based on a smoke of the chazak. It's a joke with a Torah. When a Torah rov beats out the miyot, the miyot's command alaysa, the rov wins the day. But with the Rabbanan, the chachamim buy into Rabbi Meir Svara, the chumra. So when smoke of the chazak ends up to be a kula, it's not going to work. That far we don't go. But to invoke smoke of the chazak, the chumra, that we will do, that we will say. And that's what's going on in the sugya of Cholov Ein HaPoter there. Now you want to know why Cholov Ein HaPoter there? It's a chumra of smoch b'yitul chazaka. Ad kan divrei Rabbi Natan. Just as an aside, before we get to the relevance to our sugya, anyone have any problems with this presentation Rabbi Natan of smoch b'yitul chazakas? Do we have all the miyuts of the chazakas right here? I have an animal in front of me, and I want to know, is it going to be chayv b'chor, nach b'chayv b'chor? So Rabbi Natan starts adding up the math, and he says, well, Rov says it's potter, Miyut says it's chayev, and Chazaka says it's chayev. What does that mean? Chazaka says it's chayev. What Chazaka? Who Chazaka? Where Chazaka? What did Rabbi Natan say the Chazaka was? When the animal was born, it had to get given birth. What does that have to do with the Bechor Shem? What's the shadow of his Bechor? It's a shadow on when this animal gives birth. What's the status of the baby? So comes the Rosh and says, the chazaka is in the direction in your favor. The animal, kol's bottom is inside the mother's womb. It's not a b'chor. It's only kodesh once it's yotzei min arechem, pet arechem. So kol's bottom, this animal was created. It's inside the mother's body. It's a dovishal heter. It's chatichas heter, until the last minute it comes out. Now we have a latest asofek. So what's my cheskes isser? There's no cheskes isser. Cheskes heter here. So you do not, it says the Rosh, you don't even have a smoch b'yitul chazaka. You have a robe and a chazaka, both pointing in the same direction, the head there. So there's a very, very amkristik of machloikas in Rabbi Natan and the Rosh here. When you paskin a b'chor shayla, what are you looking at? Are you looking at the b'chor? Because that's the shayla, that's where, or do you say, pet rechem tal rechemana? Everything depends upon where it came from. B'chor is a funny kind of a din. The cheftza from b'chor is nikva bos with the mother statuses. You don't look so much at the baby. You look at where the mother came from. If the mother's rechem was a rechem of chiyuv, because it had a cheskes chiyuv on this rechem, so that's enough to say smoke b'chazaka. That's a very, very long dish of machloek as ruchas b'chor, but that's not on top of it right now. We'll be chayav to figure that into that question. Back to that story. So Rabbi say, I'll share with you. I hate to quote things on my phone, but only because the Kuntras Tzvekas that I took the picture on was from a different edition of Kuntras Tzvekas, the one I was using in Yeshiva, not the one here. And I'm going to have trouble finding it in the line, so we'll do it on the phone. So I sent a, as long as we're not videoing, nobody sees me actually doing this. I can just make believe I'm quoting a sefer. So if you look a look at the Kudras HaSfekis, to find it out. I don't know if I have to find out the line. It's like half a line. I said the far it is. Okay. It's in the paragraph that starts with Al-Kainira. Right? So they're really like three paragraphs. For the first beginning of a new paragraph, Al-Kainira. So first of all, just give into who the Kudras HaSfekis was. Kudras HaSfekis was the brother of the Ketos. Okay, so he was, the Ketos held from him very, very, very much. He quotes him often, and he was, I think he was the older brother of the two. So Al-Kainira li Lefarish. The Mashakosva Tosfis, the Gabi Dayonim Chosh and Mute to do Kamisha Eno, the Lake Lame Ukraman Vecheskas Mare, the Beza Hochi Perusha, the Vadai, Hecha the Lake Cheskas Mamon, Ain Shum Echabem Muxok, Gam Shmuel Modas, the Nimber Mamon Basaruba, Hoshi is Balakaman. The Ikar time is the Pasha, the Ikar time of the Shmuel, the Anochim Mamanacharov, whom is from the Smoch Miuta, Lecheskas Mamon. Probably palga o palga. What did the Kudras HaSfekis just say? He just said, if you want to know what Tosfos was driving at, you know why Enochim Bamin Acharov? Enochim Bamin Acharov is because we're mitzaref the miut to the chazaka, and that creates a contradiction to the rov. Make sure we have all the chazakas right. What's the chazaka? What's the chazaka that Tosfos is talking about according to Kudras HaSfekis? I'm trying to get money from you. You're holding on to the money in your hand, and I'm being trying to get that money away from you. I'm saying that you sold me an animal that was crazy. You're the muksuk of the money. You're the chazaka on the money. Your chazaka on the money, Tosfos is basically equating that to what kind of a chazaka? It's like chazaka mekara kind of halacha. The same way that Rabbi Tam said in Mechoyres, that an animal had a cheskas chiyuv, because the mother, we know for the last 20 years, hasn't given birth. So the mother's cheskas chiyuv joins forces with the miut of chovos, avavish, and yodos, and that offsets the rov. That's what's going on in this Tosfos as well, above a kam b'chav zayin. That's exactly what Tosfos is driving at. Tosfos says the engine that's driving in ochav b'macharov is the tziruf of forces between the cheskas mamon together with the miut that has not yet been discounted. But what would happen?
What's the miut?
The miut is that some people sell bat rolls, like they say, some people sell animals, etc. I think we saw that last week. What would the din be if we could somehow bump the miut out? Like Rabbi Prelz, you see. What if we get the miut to the point where it's basically halachically non-existent? So then it's off the charts. And then what happens? Then you have a simple rove against the chazaka. What wins? Rove beats chazaka. The only reason why rove doesn't beat chazaka is because the miut joins forces with the chazaka. Now let's go back to the Tosfos of Bava Kamma and read the Tosfos the way the Kudras HaSfekis just read the Tosfos. Says the Kudras HaSfekis in the Tosfos, Yesh Lomar, the Hasam Gabet Dayonim Shaini, the Chashim Yitidu Kamisha Eino. Miut Dayonim don't exist. The Chiddush HaTorah of three Dayonim is when two Dayonim say Chayiv, one says Potter, that Miut is Bottle. It's Bottle Barov. He doesn't exist anymore. The Miut doesn't exist. The Lake Lamim Hasam Ukiva Mora Becheskis Marei. So what are you going to say now? Now you're going to say, no, we want to hold on to the chazaka. That means the mafkim and it's gone. But by regular mamanis, like the case of the barrels and the animals, the mutes will exist. The chazaka, combined with chazaka, lost in basar ruba. Therefore, you don't follow rule. Ad kan divrei HaKudras HaSfekis not so. Basically, what Kudras HaSfekis just did is this shulot that Tosfos just made miut for chazaka. I ain't telling the Chorus of Chachma Beis. It's the same thing, says the Kudras HaSfekis. He wasn't the only one who said it, the Prima Golem said it as well. saying Bimar Dover in the Tosfos, it would put a very, very strange spin on our entire sugya. Because if that's the reason why Eruch Amon Racharov, who remembers, what did Tosfos say at the very beginning of Smoch with the Chazoch, is that a din deraisa or din derabanan? It's not a din deraisa, it's a chashash chumr derabanan. The ikra din ruba chazoch ruba hod, the bigger din derabanan are right. That's why we're not matar the Isa back in Kedushin Nepeh. So the Prima Godim and the Kudus HaSfekis are right, that the entire institution of Eruch Amon Racharov is part of the chumra of Smoch with Chazoch with derabanan. A bizarre thing emanates. Min HaTorah you follow Rabbi Bina Mamas. Min Ochid HaMitach you follow Rabbi Bina Mamas. Min the Rabbanon you don't. Why is that so bizarre? Why are you making Chumras by Bina Mamas? Chumras by Yisurim I understand. What's the Chumras by Bina Mamas? Chumras Zeh Kul Zeh. Bina Mamas have to give the MS. Sometimes Chazal have to make Takonos, Mishim Tikin Oilam, they have to change it. They have to, play around with Bina Mamas sometimes for the betterment of society. What's the grandiose benefit of society here? Why don't you just follow what the Torah says? If the Torah says, Rov Bitzel Chazak, what are you changing the dinim for? What do you accomplish by changing the dinim for? You have to change it by Bechoris because you want to be a little frumer, you want a little more machmer, you're nervous about conditions of Bechoris, Zolzai. What are you changing the dinim for? So, textually, it reads into the Ptah and Babakama very, very well. It's also saying the same Pizman at the same back of Bechoris of Chav, but conceptually, it's very hard to understand the Spring of God and as good as this Vegas.
Do you also say that the
miut
still exists?
So that's what the rabbanim say, that miut is kamandisa dami. Let me backtrack for a second. Midaraisa, the miut probably doesn't exist. But the rabbanim, the chumra was to treat it like it exists, and therefore it joins forces. Rabbi Meir holds the miut mamish exists midaraisa, therefore it joins forces midaraisa. So the answer to your question depends who you're asking according to what level you're asking.
Okay. So how do we ever
because the Torah says you're not far off. Even the Mir is Kabbalah, Isaac, Manalei says irrelevant. The Torah says you're not far off. So at least we have a beer in the Tosfos, at least textually in the Tosfos, but we're not quite sure we understand it conceptually. So if I say, there's another Marmokum here. And that's the Sheikh Shemaitza, who is the Ktzais himself, the brother of Kudus HaSfekis. Come to the Sheikh Shemaitza and tells you a little bit about the following. He says, why don't we follow Rov by Dinim Mominus? After all, we follow Rov in other areas of Halacha. Even against the Chazaka, Midaraisa for sure we follow Rov. So listen to how the Sheikh Shemaitza presents this. To apologize, the way I couldn't hold the page down properly to take pictures. So again, the first couple of letters got chopped off a little bit. We'll try to do our best. They said, we're not as bad as what happened in Shanghai. You know, in Shanghai they had one ktzos for the whole Mir Yeshiva. So never there was a page missing. It was the page that they were trying to learn. So no big deal. They had Reb Chaim Shalevitz there also. So Reb Chaim Shalevitz just filled in the page. So that much I'm not going to try to do, but maybe a letter we can fill in. So let's pick it up from Ella, the time of the Milsa. It's about halfway down. First word line is Chazaka Ruba Adif. It's by Adat. It's the period. Ella, the time of the Milsa. Mishum Necheskes Babin Olim Tuva. V'yadifa Mikala Chazakas. First of all, says the Sheikh Spicer, don't mistakenly think that Cheskes Mamun is the same as Chazaka Beikar. Chazaka Beikar means it used to be this way, now it remains this way till further notice. Cheskes Mamon means I own the money. Kozu Gemara in the Ksubis. Mitam, Tahad the Ruba Adif Bechazaka. Why is it that at least when I told Rov beats out Chazaka? What is the Rabbanim saying in Kedushin Nepeh that Rov children are Tamei and therefore we have to be Tamei the Isa? Why does Rov beat out of Chazaka? Listen to this logic, says the Sheikh Shmaitzer. Mishum the Rov will hashtel lefaneinu harov. Aval chazaka eino ella chazaka to meikar shoy meikorakach. Sheikh Shmaitzer just said one line. Why is Rov beat chazaka? The Rabbi said something we can appreciate in today's world. Rov is real time. Rov is current events. Chazaka is yesterday's news. That's what Sheikh Shmaitzer just said. Chazaka means we don't know anything about what's going on right now at 9:24 on Tuesday night. We don't know nothing. But we do know the last night at 8:24, the status was such and such. So we're hoping for the best that it probably hasn't changed. Rove means I have facts in front of me right now. And the statistics that are staring me in the face that are true as of 9:24 and 24 seconds point in the following direction. Says Shay Spice, it's common sense. Of course, Rove beats out Chazaka. What's the shadow? Tal Shmaitz continues. Of a rov what lefenenu v'adif echazak bekar v'chaskas mamon shehu achshav muchzik b'mamon havik marov v'ein nirin mamon v'chaskas b'aylam shehu muchzik achshav im butziyim mamon v'chaskas b'aylam shehu muchzik achshav ayde rubon. What does Shmaitz just say of all that you said? The whole reason why Rove beats out Chazaka Meikara is because of that discrepancy. One is here now and one is in the past. Cheskes Mamon is not something in the past. What does Cheskes Mamon mean? It's now. You're holding on to it right now. So therefore what? Rove is very, very powerful and Cheskes Mamon is very, very powerful. Which is more powerful? I have no idea. The equal forces. There's nothing that one has the other doesn't have. So what do? When you have two forces that have clashed and you can't decide which is which, what do? We have a cloud global life. It's called Sheva Tasa Adif. You know what Sheva Tasa Adif means? The money stays where it stays. Hamatzach Levaraya, Muchsuk, according to Sheish Maitza, is not because we know it's true. We have no idea what to do. We're in a stalemate. We have a clash of forces that there's no way to be Mechir which is which. Which is stronger? By Rove against Chazaka Meikara, we have a framework to determine which is more chomer. One is in here now, one is the thing in the past. By Cheskes Mamon, they're identical. And therefore, like the Sufik, Sheval Tasa Adif. That's what's going on in the parish, that's what's going on in the Sugya of Enoch Mamon Echarov.
Wouldn't that Chazaka beat the Rove? Because the Chazaka is 100% versus the Rove is...
What's 100% about the Chazaka?
It's
your now, yeah, but not everything you and your property is necessarily yours. Probably is.
The other one, the Cheskes Mamon, the Cheskes Maron, is a weaker Chazaka than Chazaka Meikara, like by Yevuchar or something. Of course, Cheskes Mamon, Cheskes Maron, the whole issue is whether this guy had any right to the money in the first place.
100%. But right now,
we're sure that the Bukhar, for example, was born. The Bukhar was born. Right.
You know, I hear. Okay, I hear this far. I hear this far. It's kind of looking out. I hear. This is how Sheish Maitza looked at the world. This was his view of why the halacha is Enoch Mamon Echarov. Who is he clearly disagreeing with? His view of what Enoch Mamon Echarov is not some half-baked din d'rabbanan that's made up of a chumrah of Taizah B'chayrus Davchav. It's a basic fundamental klal in HaTorah that you have contradictory forces and you can't budge. What in the world does that have to do with Chazaka Meikara? According to the Kunjas HaSfeik, his own brother, the whole klal of Enoch Mamon Echarov is because Cheskes Mamon is basically the same as Chazaka Meikara. According to Sheish Maitza, it's dafka because it's not Chazaka Meikara that there's a klal of Enoch Mamon Echarov. I was not privy to the Shabbos table where the two of them sat. I was not privy to the chasnas. I'm sure they invited each other too. But I don't understand. They're mamish. And what I found fascinating is that they always quote each other. So often they quote each other. And here, this is so fundamental. And they don't acknowledge that they're saying two legamri, kebrecha mizrach v'mayra. They're talking two different languages in terms of understanding what's going on in the sugya. Just my ha'ara. But now I have a problem. According to the Sheish Maitza, the Balak Tzois, what's Tosfos talking about in Pavakam Chavzayin? So Tosfos told you, Shtichul Torah, what was the Shtichul Torah? That Ein Hochem Mamon Echarov, yeah? But by Dayanim everything is different. Because by Dayanim, there's no Miut. Machpali, what does it mean? Bishlam, according to his brother, miut was a critical factor because it's that miut that joins forces with Chazaka that overturn the Rov. So the existence or the lack of the miut is the ikar. That's the whole story. But according to Ketzos, machmatlim is the mirina. The klal is that muchzak beats out rov. That's it. That's the not beats out or neutralizes rov, but definitely can't budge. So my partly when the yonim ozmi and yenish nishmi, what's the difference? And Toitzus says miut. No question that Toitzus is drawing a miut. How did the Sheish Meitzer read this Toitzus? So the answer is the Sheish Meitzer read this Toitzus. The way Rabbi Chanan presents what Toitzus meant. The feeling is that there's no question how the Sheish Meitzer read this Toitzus. If you take a look, also says it on the Baruch Kermis. Just I have to say for because it's the same same thing. So it's on the first paragraph. Rabbi Chanan writes the following. The Kavanoso, he's quoted the Tosis. The Hadala Mahani Rupi Bamamo, whom you should the Negat Haro, Vikecheskes Mamo. That's this is Shmaitza talking, right? This is basically saying the words of the Shmaitza. Avaba Mokum the Lake of Muksa Klau, Mahani Rupi Gabamamo. What if you would have a shayant in Imamunas that wouldn't have muhsuk? Lo yitzu, you would have a shayant in Imamunas wouldn't have muhsuk. So what would you follow? Just don't be following rov. Why not? Like all other dinya Torah. Uvedayonim, keva de imnom rahmiyut kimi she'eno, lo mahan yecheskes mamun. Because the rov of dayonim is a different kind of a rov than the rov of barrels and animals, Rove of Dayanim, the Dayan who's dissenting doesn't exist. He's bumped off the bench. He's out of the picture. So therefore, once the miyut doesn't exist, lamahani cheskes mamun. Why? Daleka sfeika klal. Where's the latest asafik? You have two Dayanim who are saying chayev. The third Dayan who we shoved the word chayev into his mouth because he's commanded leisa. So what's your latest asafik? The cheskes mamun lo shayich al b'mokum sheish sofek. Cheskes mamun is a rule the Torah gives us to use when you have a linsa. I don't know what to do with the money. What if I know what to do with the money? I know exactly who owns the money. So what's fine? What's my muksuk? What's talking about muksuk? Therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, b'meila holchen achar over dayonim gamlin and mamun. V'lo domi l'shai rov. This is not like the rov of the barrels and the animals. Lo mahani b'mamon. T'hasam afilu mecha charo. Mekom lechem nishunami yamiyut. Shegorim sofek. U'mamei l'shai hacheskes mamon. V'yakein lo mahani rov. Negin hachazoka. V'ash enki v'dayonim shimnom ralochem kirabim shuv enkan miyut. Sheyigrom mona sofek. U'mamei l'shai hacheskes mamon. V'yakein debes. Hochem hem hacha rov. Rav Chanan's on mamash. Nerve volume what he just said. So that's what Tosfos meant. When Tosfos put the big emphasis on the existence of the miut, in a million years, Tosfos never meant to say that the miut's going to join forces with the chazak. We've never heard of such a thing. What Tosfos meant to say is, we have a klal gadol. Klal gadol is, if I can offset the rov with something that holds its own against the rov, it's like the sheva tasa, and the money stays where it's put. Give me an example of somebody that can offset a rope. Chazak Bekor can't do that. Forget it, because it's a thing of the past. It's not as strong as a rope, which is present. The only thing we have in Halacha that can go up against the rope is Muchsam. But there's a precondition. There's a prerequisite to pass it up Muchsuk. Muchsuk is a cloud when you have a Suffolk. Suffolk means you acknowledge the existence of the mute. By the case of the barrels, and by the case of the animals, there exists a miut. Once there exists a miut, the middle of the muksa kicks in. Once the muksa kicks in, it neutralizes the rov, and it's life shevel tasa. But when you deal with miut ayonim, you don't get the first base. Because there's no latest asafik, the miut is commander leisa. There's no latest asafik. The mela, you can't apply the parasha muksa. Can't apply the parasha muksa. There's nothing to talk about. So then rov carries the day. And that's why rov of the ayonim works. You can choose which beer you want. Whether you want to go down the route of the Kudus HaSfekas and the Primogodim, invoking the Sugya of Bechoras, whether you want to go down the route of the Shev Shmaitza and Rabbi Chanan, invoking a different Mahalach altogether, you can choose what you think the beer in the Taizim of Kamach of Zayin is. Rabbi say, there's still something that should be bothering us. really, really bothering us. This is not even our sugya. I mean, if we're learning Hameniach, this would be a great discussion. We're learning Sanhedrin right now. And we're learning Dinei Nefashos. And what did Gemara say about Dinei Nefashos? By Dinei Nefashos, Hochan Acharov, not just Rov Dayanim, Rov Eilnesses, and Rov Ben Saramayres, and Rov Eidlesses, all the cases that we spoke about in detail last week, you follow Rov by Dinei Nefashos. So I don't understand. How could you follow Rov by Dinei Nefashos? Whatever you thought prevented you from following Rov by Dinei Nefashos, shouldn't that prevent you from following Rov by Dinei Nefashos? So let's be careful now. What prevented us from following Rov by Dinei Nefashos? What was the equal of a following Rov? So basically the word Chazakah, whether the Kudus HaSfekis' version of Chazakah combined together with the Miut, or whether the Sheshmaitz's version of Chazakah being a Muchsak Mammon. One of those two things was the engine driving that prevented us from following Rov. So why doesn't that same engine prevent us from following Rov by Dinei Nefashos also? Does that Muchsuk slash Chazaka, does that Muchsuk slash Chazaka exist? So comes the Kudus HaSfekis. I don't think I put this one on. Comes the Kudus HaSfekis and says, I don't understand the Sugyan Sanhedrin now in light of everything that we just said. I have a Shaila and Dinei Nefashos, where the guy's Chayav Misa Anat. Rove is pointing that he's most probably Chayav. 95% chance he's by Chayav Misa. What's Quinta Quinta Sfekis, what's supposed to be on the other side? Give me reasons why he's not Chayev. There's a Miut that is not Chayev. And he's a what? He has a Chazaka on his side. What's the Chazaka on his side?
Sandwich.
What? Sandwich. Well, since it's Bar Mitzvah, he hasn't been Chayev Misa. Right? He was part for Misa yesterday. He was part for Misa the day before. Part for Misa the day before. So why don't we turn around and say, the same way by Dina Mammon is, Chazal said to Ein Hochma Mammon Acharov. Let's say Ein Hochma Nefash Zacharov, because Smoch Miuta
L'Chazaka. But that Chazaka doesn't have to deal with the question.
Let's do this case.
Yeah.
So it's interesting when the Kudus HaSfekis presents it, he doesn't elaborate on the whole question. He just says that he don't understand. He says the same way Ein Hochma Mammon Acharov. The same way Tosha said, Miut and Chazakas, whatever they mean, let's say the same thing by Dinei Nefashos. That's how he presents the question. So what's even more startling in this give and take between the two brothers is that the Sheikh Shmaitzer himself quotes this Kasha from his brother, and he says it was a Gevalga Kasha. He thought it was the end-all Kasha. Even though between you and me, the Sheikh Shmaitzer wouldn't have posed the question the way his brother posed the question. How would the Sheikh Shmaitzer pose the question? Let's think how the Sheikh Shmaitzer would formulate this question properly. I have a din of Dinei Nefashos. Rove is pointing in the direction that I'm probably Chayev. Probably. There's a Miut floating around. I want something to offset that Rove, to get me off the hook. Give it a name. Give me a name of something that's going to offset that rove. Let's carry it over the model from the Dinei Mammonos. Well, Chazer HaDahash is not going to work because rove always beats that out. Well, what's the Chazer HaDahash? I'm sorry, I'm sorry. What's the Chazer HaDahash? The Dinei Nefashos, is that Mammonos?
Right, exactly. By Mammonos, you have it, but you don't have it.
So comes the Sheikh Shmaitzer and says, what do you mean you don't have it by Dinei Nefashos? Ich bin a what? But a muchzuk. I'm a muchzuk of my own life. That's Sheikh Shmaitzer's kasha. He's quoting his brother, who asked the kasha, I don't think his brother asked the kasha this way. I mean, again, I don't want to get into the family politics here. I think the kasha is a shtaka kasha according to Sheish Maitza. According to Sheish Maitza, it's gemalim kasha. I'm muchsuk of my life. So if I'm muchsuk of my own life, let that muchzokas of my life offset the rov as blight, a stalemate. What are you doing? You have a stalemate. Nothing. I go scot-free from basement. So back to square one, back to Sanhedrin. Of Samuch Tess. Everything we've been talking about for the last 45 minutes is just to get back to Sanhedrin Samuch Tess. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Samuch Tess, Ein Hochem Refash Sach HaRov. Frank the Sheish Maitza, according to everything I just convinced you over the last half hour, that the ikuv of following Rov by Mominus is the Din V'Araisa that the Muchzokos cancels it out and forces us to a stalemate, but that same Muchzokos on my Nefesh cancel out the Rov and let me save my life.
Don't you have a din against that? Once Beis Din passes a guy who's tired of himself.
No, but this is not Rov Dayanim here. This is facts. Is the woman an Ish Ish? This is on the Adam, on the truth. These are all the Agamar, the Ben Zeramora. You're right. Rov Dayanim, my mom is also the Ben Zeramis. That's how Sheish Maitza leaves the Tzachim. Because of this Kasha, he's going to turn the entire Monsen Henry and something that's on its head. He's sitting and thinking about this Kasha. I wish I had it inside. I don't think I have it on the phone. This is the kasha that's eating away at him. Rabbi Chanan says he doesn't understand the kasha. Bechlal doesn't understand the kasha. What do you mean you're muchzik in your life? What do those words mean? Ha'aretz nasa l'vnei Adam v'hanafashas l'Hashem. Says Rabbi Chanan, in Dini Mavanis, you own your money. You can do whatever you please with your money. You want to take your money and throw it to the garbage because they say you're a buyer of your money. No one's going to stop you. If you want to kill yourself, you can't do that. You know why you can't do that? So it's a fascinating Rambam. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin that gives you a whole philosophical understanding. Why is it that if a guy walks to the basin and says, I killed somebody, why don't you accept the Davis? Why don't you accept his own? Those about the Medina Fashas. So Ram says, you know why? Because we're afraid that this person really didn't kill the person. He wants to commit suicide, and he's trying to get the Bezdin to do their work. It's a statement of that's the way. Maybe Sheba Hobi Pachi and Nefesh wrote some Abbas Afram and Fachin Lassos came. So he's asking the Bezdin to do it for him. So on the spot, they're advised. Yes, and he doesn't know what Ram's talking about. That's the reason why. I'll tell you why. The person's not Neman. If I walk to the base and I say that Reuven owes Shimon $100, that is an aid. Not as the terrorist aid this. Apishnai made a dover. Okay, leave it to the Shvua, leave that out. I'm never to say I owe $100, because that's the chavasi, because I'm a buyer of my own money. Because I'm the buyer of my money. I can say whatever I want about my own money. I can't say something about Yenim's money. Says to my advisor, you don't own your own life. You're not a buyer of the money in your life. And therefore, of course you're not Nevanse. Who are you to say that the Ramosha owns your body? Who are you to say that you killed somebody? You have zero Nevanse to say that. The Rabbi makes it sound like you really should have Nevanse, but because of some psychological issue, we're not going to believe you. Says the Rabbi, you don't have any Nevanse b'chlal. So Rabbi Chanan says, it's Pashut. That the answer to the Sheish Maitza's Kasha, the Yitzhak Sveikas Kasha, is that what's from Muchsuk Adin Nefoshes? There's no such thing as Muchsuk Adin Nefoshes. And therefore, you follow the regular rules of Rov. Rov, solid Kol Tarkul, the Trefas we follow. Rov, we follow Rov, but Kol Tarkul, including the Nefashas. So the answer to our question, how can it be that we follow Rov by Dine Nefashas and not by Dine Mamanis? The answer is, yup. Because Dine Mamanis has something Dine Nefashas doesn't have. Either it has Muchsuk, which according to the Kribzat Fakis is combining forces with Miut, and that Muchsuk doesn't apply by Nefashas. Or we have like Sheish Maitza's version that Muxik just on its own 2 feet neutralizes Rov and Sheish Altas are different. That Muxik doesn't exist by the Nefashas. So at the end of the day, the embassy answer as to why Mominus and Nefashas part ways is because by Mominus there's a parasha for Muxik, but Nefashas does not. Notice, by the way, Taisus doesn't even say any of this. Taisus never answered the question. They threw out the difference between Mominus and Nefashas, never answered it, and then got on a sidetrack about Mute V'Chazokas. So Rabbi say, Hayotzi bin Advarim is that we have really two mahalchim, the Gedolei Gedolei Acharonim, two brothers, as to what the Kavanas HaTosfos is. We definitely have some kind of a mahalach now to explain why Nefashos and Mamonos part ways. It's that notion of Muchzik, whatever Muchzik means. But the Sheh Shmaitza and his brothers, Guzar Sveikis, were not satisfied with this. They could not believe that the Pasha for Muchzik doesn't spill over to Nefashos as well. And because of this kasha, the Sheh Shmaitza went back to Agamar and said, Hena Samach Tes, and looked at the Gemara in the face and says, the Gemara says it three times. We follow Rabbi Yehuda Fashas Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Fashas Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Fashas. Every single time the Gemara says it, you know what the Sheh Shmaitza says at the end? That's an exception, and that's an exception, and that's an exception. They have to all be the same exception. There's something behind the scenes that's happening in Sanhedrin Sabbath Tes. There is no such klal that we always follow Rabbi Yehuda Fashas. You can't follow Rabbi Yehuda Fashas. You don't find moments, can't follow Rabbi Yehuda Fashas. What's going on in Sanhedrin Sabbath Tes? Let's stay tuned to the next part of the saga. Next time we'll we may have a special shiur next Tuesday night for Hanukkah. We're trying to put together maybe a special Ian shiur or something. We'll keep you posted. But next time we do get back to this, we'll tell you.